The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 241. I'm your host, Tony Polacco, and today I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What'd he do?
And Adam Vale.
What's the word, humans?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, man? Yo, Adam, man, I just want to talk about that WrestleCast you guys did just to promote it again, since you guys went on forever, you know.
Oh, we got another one coming next week.
Damn, man,
because it's just a lot going on. It's like you got the WWE doing their pay-per-view, you got an AEW pay-per-view happening, and this is going to be the trend because Vince, he don't like competition, so he's going to counterattack every time they have a show. WWE's going to have a show.
Can I mention something real quick?
Uh-oh.
You said we're gonna have one next week. Like, that's a surprise.
No, because they don't have it all the time.
No, we don't do it all the time anymore.
Excuse me?
We only do it for the pay-per-views, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, we only do it for the big shows.
Yo, so close. This whole time you've been thinking they've been doing it every single week?
Yo.
No. It ain't like that. Like, Adam, sometimes you went, like almost 2 months without doing one, right?
Only for the pay-per-views, yeah, but we stopped because it was just getting too much. It was getting too long, and it was just a lot of episodes. And we noticed just when it comes to views and stuff, it was mainly the pay-per-view ones that people were watching. So, like, all right, so we'll just stick with that. That's what people want to see, then that's the only ones we'll do.
But yeah. You guys didn't do one this week, though.
No. We did one for the last one because of the pay-per-view, the AEW show.
Fighter Fest stuff,
yeah. Gotcha. So we did that one. And then there's nothing this week. There's a New Japan did one, G1, but it's not that interesting. I know a lot of people like it. I'm not into it. It's a long story.
Yo, man, you don't like Japan? What's wrong with you?
I do, but it's just...
is that the real New Japan?
It is. It's just something about it doesn't feel right.
Crazy.
I guess because so many of the fighters, the wrestlers that were on there already left to AEW, at least the ones that I followed. So it's like a whole new batch, and just going through the process. There's just too many promotions to follow. It's pretty much it.
Yo, man, that's a good thing, though.
No, it's good that there's competition. It's not. There's so many. There's another one, MLW, now that's talking about doing pay per view shows. They're out of Florida. So you have Guerrilla Pro Wrestling. You have Impact Wrestling. You have Ring of Honor. You have AEW. You have MLW. You have New Japan. Oh, man. And we got like 3 or 4 all the smaller ones.
Rest in peace, Lucha Underground.
You know. There you go. That's the other one. It's in limbo. They refuse to say it's gone, but they're not really talking about it. And of course, you got AAA that's over there. So, and CMLL. So, yeah, it's a lot. So, anyway, yeah. So, it was good. It was good. If anybody didn't see it, you can watch that episode over on the Coalition.
Coalition.com.
Yeah, Adam, just in general, because, you know, I'm a forgetful motherfucker. Just always promote the shit, because you guys do these long shows. We got to get, eyeballs on it, you know? Even though you guys do a pretty good job of that anyway. Like, you kind of attract people. But I still, because remember, a lot of our audience Throwdown likes wrestling, so they should know about this
shit. You know how I realize how we attract people? Because we've seen some comments stuff. Is that whenever a pay-per-view is coming, and this is why we decided just to do pay-per-view, people that don't watch throughout the week just want the, all right, what's happening this week? What do I need to? So they type in the name of the pay-per-view, and predictions or whatever, and then it comes up. And that's how they find it.
Interesting.
We found it because they were looking up, what was happening this weekend. They knew there was a pay-per-view coming up, and they just wanted a rundown of it. And then it just so happens we were one of them.
Cool. So. Yeah, that's how you game the system.
yeah, that's true.
Also, quickly, by the way, we're fluffing up time because we shorter cast and not a lot of questions. I need to just get this out there. Earlier today, if you guys remember on Thursday, we did a story about that girl who was selling her bath water and shit, and it got sold out. So a story was running around today saying that 50 people who bought the water got herpes, right? Everybody, what? Yeah, everybody was like, oh shit, oh shit. And then it's like, see, me being a reporter, I looked at the source, Daily Mail. I'm like, okay. And then I look at the at Bake Rises. I'm like, bro, you guys believe this shit? So I clicked on the link, and the guy followed up with the real question is, how long am I going to have to pretend to be the Daily Mail for the meme? So yeah, the bath water's fine, guys.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. we can't neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. Yeah, you can't confirm or deny, but that story right there, fake news.
Yeah, like Trump would say, you know.
Oh man, but shit is crazy. By the way, if you guys look on Twitter, I just posted a picture and it's getting pretty good traction. It's basically a cloud with Eris in the water, and he's like, "Yo, can I sell this shit?"
Fucking hilarious. That's gonna be in the remake.
Yeah, man, for real, bro. All right, anyway, man, let's get to some questions. All right, I am not gonna read this dude's latest name. What are we gonna call him? Bill Cosby's. Something pleasure or whatever.
Super giggles.
Because I'm sorry, bro. I'm not reading your latest one. I'm not trying to get in trouble over here. Fucking nut. But again, he always has the good questions. All right. So his first question is, what random special guest characters from any form of entertainment would you like to see guest star in a fighting game? What guests and what game? You know, he's talking about shit like Freddy and Aliens and Predator, you know, that type of shit being a fighting game. So what character from any movie or even medium would you like to see in any fighting game?
Mortal Kombat characters in Street Fighter. Fuck, man.
Ooh, there you go.
Come on, stop fucking around with this, man.
This is an important question, though. Mortal Kombat players in Street Fighter or Street Fighter characters in Mortal Kombat?
Mm. Both, man. Get those Street Fighters. Well, get those. You know, they're both using Unreal anyway, so it should work, right?
That is true. So maybe
just have to adjust some things.
So you want, and people are going to know what I'm doing a callback to. You want Mortal Kombat X Street Fighter, then Street Fighter X Mortal Kombat, right?
Uh huh.
Remember, I don't think they finished that with Tekken, right? Or what? It was
the Tekken one.
Yeah,
it was like Tekken versus Street Fighter is supposedly still in development.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah. One of them released, the other one did not. You know. Mm-hmm. By the way, I liked how you went with it. It's like, yeah, any form of entertainment, video games are entertainment too.
Yeah, man. But I'm saying, like, come on. That's the biggest given. Come on. When those games were hot back in the day, what did every single person say?
You know? Mortal everybody Kombat said versus this shit.
Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm.
Or Tekken. They threw Tekken in there.
Let me see. How
Tekken Virtua Fighter, man. That's the one. Ooh,
that'd be insane. That would be nuts. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this answer. With this question.
I just took two good ones. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, the thing is, I'm trying to be like actual on it. You know, like I'm trying to adhere to the spirit of the question. You know,
are you Ryan?
Yeah.
What about the Scream Face? That dude.
Wasn't he in one?
He's in one of the killers in that Friday 13th type game.
Like Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight. He's that, but he's not in an actual fighting game.
Oh,
yeah. You know what the problem is? Mortal Kombat already took like the best movie people and threw them in there. So yeah, that's why I'm like,
didn't they have Alien and Predator?
Yeah, they did. So you could be like, hey, I want Alien in Street Fighter, but it's like Alien was already in Mortal Kombat. You know, even though that would be cool. You know, with Capcom's graphics and all that.
And I mean, Tekken put fucking Akuma and Geese Howard in the game.
Yeah. The Hawk Yoko Seiken School.
of Learning.
Oh, man. Are we all drawing blanks tonight with this shit?
Nah, I got one.
All right, go ahead.
I would put the Shonen Jump characters in Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's Smash an Brothers. Old one, man.
Yeah, and like I mean, Smash Tatsunoku Brothers already.
And shit.
They have like they call it Ultimate, the recent one for the Switch, and it's like so many fucking characters. Like, might as well just throw in all the Shonen Jump, throw in the Boku no Hero characters, throw in the Dragon Ball characters, the One Piece characters. That'd be pretty cool.
It's interesting about that one because it's like it seems like they stick to the Smash games, kind of stick to video game people.
Yeah, they don't really go outside the boundaries. Here's one. The secret character will be One Punch Man. He could beat up everybody.
That wouldn't even be a fight. He'd instantly throw everybody out of the ring. Like, you punch once and they don't even come back.
You know, they're That's done.
It. He'd be the most broken character of that game.
Did they ever have a Terminator in one of these fighting games?
Probably not.
Yeah,
no.
I could have sworn we did. We're about to see one.
Remember, they
Terminator
are?
Is everything in
this game. Oh, yeah, the new Terminator, like the licensing him out.
Dark Fate, it's got a bunch.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be in the new Mortal Kombat. He's one of the DLCs.
Probably. I don't know.
I know he's in a bunch of shit.
Somebody hacked some XML out of it, and he was listed as a character.
I'm going to get you.
No, it's probably going to be, No, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I think it's going to be Arnold Terminator. I don't think it's going to be the new girl.
Yeah. Violence and Empathy says that Terminator 3 had a shitty fighting game mode. Like, I didn't know they made a game out of that.
It made a game?
Yeah, it had a lousy game.
Then again, that was the era where, like, every big blockbuster had a video game, you know, and they were, like, on PlayStation 2.
And then they learned their lesson.
Yeah. Well, Carlos, those games still exist. They're just relegated to mobile phones now, you know?
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, because people were asking, like, hey, whatever happened to movie tie-in games? They still exist. They're just on mobile phones now, you know?
To be honest, if you think about it, they have a wider audience on there, if you think about it, because it's just, you know, anybody's like, oh, it's a Terminator game. I'll play that. You know, and they're usually cheap to develop, so yeah. Why not?
By the way, slightly off topic, is mobile phone a redundant term yet?
It shouldn't
be. Digital download.
Because phones can be not mobile.
Yeah, no, I know that. So, like, do enough people use landlines for us to warrant calling them mobile phones still? Because I was saying, I'm like, what, Tony, it's a phone. They're mobile by trade now, you know? But I don't know. Maybe somebody rocks with them landlines.
Well, they probably don't. And businesses and stuff.
To be honest,
I don't think the mobile phone, usually, the word mobile phone, you know, the phrase mobile phone doesn't get used as much. It's usually cell phone now.
Yeah, but even that's kind of falling out of favor. And I'm noticing people just go for, like, basically when somebody says phone to you, most of the time you're going to think of, you know, a phone, like a regular phone, you know, like a modern phone.
I think there's still when you fill in those applications, sometimes they have like mobile phone or just phone.
Landline, home phone.
Yeah, I think I see that.
I guess smartphone would be like the better one to use, right? You know,
everybody has a smartphone.
Yeah,
but who's still rocking a fucking flip phone?
Man, you know, people are still using them burners, man.
Yeah, that is true. You know, crackheads.
In Europe,
man,
big.
you go to another country. That's the cheapest way to go,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
you get one of those cheapy phones, and you know you have it.
That is true. GZDR says people still Skype me. Don't fucking Skype me because I'm not answering. You know. I hate when it happens. People, I'm like, yo, you didn't even tell me you were going to Skype me? Get the fuck out of here. You
know? Yeah, I miss the old AIM.
Yeah. And you know what the other equivalent is, like, that's more pertinent to us, right? When somebody throws you into a fucking PSN party and starts fucking, like, come on, son, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Got me here with 50 motherfuckers. I don't know these guys.
Yeah, it's 50 motherfuckers, and then it's like, nobody can talk. Nobody can really talk because everybody's talking and you can't really say one thing in there.
Dude, as soon as I get invited to one of those parties, I leave. Shit. I want to leave. Fuck it.
It makes you wonder who's ever been in one of those. Remember the Division 2 announced that they had those chats? Remember the clans? You could have up to 50 people chatting. I wonder if anyone ever did that. Did they ever have 50 people in one and start talking?
You're right. Yeah, because PSN is like 8 people, I think, the max. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
But 50 within the clan.
That'd be crazy. Anyway, Chris, you have anybody for this question?
Well, I was thinking, like, I mean, Mortal Kombat's the only thing kind of appropriate to throw in guys from movies. So it's like, throw Rambo in there. Or throw John McClane in there. Like,
Die Hard.
There you go.
Let's throw John Wick then. That's the new one.
Put John Wick in there. Like, yeah, because I think it fit. Like, I was kind of weirded out they threw Negan in Tekken. Like, he more fits in Mortal Kombat, so.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Appropriate. Yeah, I guess because Mortal Kombat being what it is, all those characters still make a weird kind of sense in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, because all those other ones, they wouldn't fit in a Capcom game or, you know, SNK.
It would have to be something like, because they're obviously, they're inherently more cartoony. So yeah. What you do is you probably put, like, I don't know, I could see, like, characters from anime and stuff like that working in there. Like, you know, maybe some of the My Hero Academia characters could fit in that world. You know, a couple of the, you know, like stuff like that. Like I would see fits in there.
Yeah,
I'd like to change my answer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
So I said first Shonen Jump characters on what's it called? Super Smash.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's Shonen Jump characters in Marvel versus Street Fighter game.
That could work.
Yeah, I mean, they're all comic characters. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome indeed, man.
Crazy. You have one, you know, again, you know, have the show, like, Goku versus fucking, I don't know, he'd whip everybody's ass
over there. Yeah, he'd win.
Goku versus Ryu or Ken.
Yeah, well, he does.
Cyclops, now that they might have him this time.
You know.
He has that big, like they have those giant beams. Like Goku
Optic
does.
Blast.
Optic Blast. Come on.
Behold! Optic Blast. Yeah,
behold! Yo, man. All right, let's move on. Next question. If you could pick three people in the gaming industry to be the three Stooges, who would you want to choose?
Oh, come on.
I thought this question.
I thought this was like going to be the question we got asked last week. I was we heard this and I just heard the three Stooges. I'm like, oh shit.
But okay, so is it specifically people or is it just studios that are like come publishers?
I think people.
He specifically said three people currently in the gaming industry to play the three Stooges.
Peter Molyneux, the guy who runs what's that company?
Taking my answers, man. By the way, these are the same answers I gave when, you know, for the other similar question we had. Yeah. Peter Molyneux, Sean Murphy, and Sean Murray and Phil Fish. That's who I would pick.
I would say Peter Molyneux, the guy who runs Bethesda, and
Todd Howard.
Yeah, Todd Howard. Yeah, he'd be Mo. Because he seems like he's the smartest of them all.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. We got to cast by type. Curly, who's the fat one? Mo, right? I mean, Curly, right?
Yeah, it's Curly.
The fat one isn't Curly. Didn't Curly have curly hair?
Yeah,
no,
it's
not. No, he was bald.
Okay,
was bald.
Curly's got to be Aaron Greenberg, man.
Oh, shit.
You know? And Manny, right? Mo's got to be Todd Howard. That's too perfect, you know?
Hey, you wise guy.
He's a short, like... Yeah, I don't even know if Todd Howard is like gets mad like that, but yeah, why not?
And
if we're going CEOs, then Larry should be Randy Pitchford.
There we go.
Oh man,
Randy Pitchford is Curly.
It's Larry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I like how this question morphed into just our the throwdown edition of it. That's perfect. Because I think us coming together makes it better. So okay. So who do we have now? So we have Curly as Aaron Greenberg, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mo is Todd Howard, and who was the last one?
Larry's Randy Pitchford.
Yeah. That's it. We got it.
I like to nominate. So do they have to be developers? Or just
It could be anybody in the industry.
You could also cast Shemp too.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah. We can
have a fourth one.
Yeah. I got.
By the way, Black Metal Gamer says David Jaffe should be Shemp.
David Jaffe should be Shemp.
Oh man,
I want to nominate.
He's not even the real. Like, he's not even. He doesn't even get the honor of being the real Curly.
Yeah.
he has to be the replacement Curly.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry's the other skinny one. Go ahead. Carlos, you nominate what now?
Yeah, I want to nominate a Mo. I think Jason Schreier would be a good Mo.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, man. Below the belt. Oh, man.
Hey, you wise guys.
Yeah. That's hilarious. All right, I think Larry equals Don Matrick. Damn.
Shit.
Oh, shit. So he's the guy. So if you think about it, because remember, Mo is the guy that always starts it and punches one of the other ones, right? So that means that as Larry,
wasn't Larry
always get punched on?
No, Mo was.
No, punching. Larry was it. Larry, then Mo, and then Curly.
No, but see, like, no, see, no.
Mo is the fat
Mo,
one.
Mo, no, Mo wasn't the fat
one. Gary?
Mo has Larry the bow. Mo has the bow.
Oh, Mo has.
He's the guy that always punches the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Larry always returns, right? But yeah, he's. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I like that question.
Hey, wise guys.
Yeah. I wonder if kids even know about the Three Stooges these days, man.
I mean, you know, it's an interesting world now because we live in a dimension where there's where people don't watch reruns anymore because now everybody has a choice.
Reruns don't exist, you know.
Well, no, they do. I mean, if you go
what around, a Nick at Night, who watches that?
No. They still show stuff like the Three Stooges and all kinds of stuff on, you know, regular network TV. But you got to understand, it's not really the young people that are watching that shit anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Manny. These kids ain't watching no network TV, you know.
No. That's why if you ever watch MeTV, you'll notice that you can instantly tell who the audience is watching because it has like you know stuff for like heart medication and hearing aids and the
that's alert. Right.
Yeah, that's your demographic is watching it.
That's how they do it. Then if it's like midday and like Judge Judy and stuff, it's all about go to school online and get this job and you know hey do you have a lawsuit? Did you get into
all that, bro?
Yeah.
GZDR says they don't know about the Little Rascals. The only thing they know about the Little Rascals is that little fat boy that's a meme. You know,
Little Rascals. Abbott and Costello.
They don't know about any of that shit.
They don't know anybody. What's called?
Laurel and Hardy.
They don't.
Well, you're talking about Little Rascals, a movie, right?
Man, smack shit out of you, man.
The movie's from the 90s, so like you'd be surprised people don't know about that shit either.
Yo, some kids don't even know Bugs Bunny.
They don't, man.
You know, Warner Brothers stopped using him for a long time. Remember, he was always like eating a carrot, and they stopped that.
Oh, here's one. Do the third. Shout out to him. He goes, I remember the Three Stooges NES game.
Oh yeah, there was one.
There you go, bringing it. Here's
a fun one. I think in the early 80s or the 70s, they actually did make like three Stooges movies with the remaining Stooges.
Yeah. Black Metal Gamer says a Three Stooges VR game. Can you imagine? Hey, wise guy, gang.
Hey, man.
Smacking each other around.
Oh, man.
All right, moving on. Speaking about Black Metal Gamer, he has some questions for us this week. Right, for every console you have owned, what games did you feel pushed the system to its limits? Basically, what were the best-looking games on that system? This should be a fun one.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to start with the older guys first, because they go back. Chris, you first. Starting with the Atari up to now, what do you think were the graphically best games on each of the systems you owned?
Man, Atari all look like fucking pixel trash. Like the best game on Atari.
Yo, man, when I saw that E.T., that shit looked real, son.
I think maybe the best game, because like Pac-Man was trash, baseball looked terrible. I think Defender at least looked like something. So I would say Defender. Probably on that system. Push it to its limits. It's a very tiny limit on that one. You know, when you have two tanks shooting squares at each other, two big squares shooting little squares at each other, those are tanks. Let's see, on NES, I'm jump to there. I think Super Mario Brothers 3.
That shit blew my mind. I'm like, this can't be real.
Yo, man, I remember we went to the Nintendo Power Championships when we saw that.
Yeah,
fucking
man. The colors, man. It's all about the colors.
Yeah. Oh, so you want me to go on?
Yeah, on up until the 15 PS4.
More, 15 more.
Up until the PS4, man.
Up to the PS4. Okay, so Super Nintendo, I'd say probably Star Fox. Because of the Mode 7 stuff. So any game with Mode 7, like Star Fox.
Oh, and it had that FX chip inside of it, right?
Yeah, the FX chip, to do Mode 7. And, you know, what ran a little slow was the Super Star Wars games.
Yeah.
That game got heavy, man. I did like that. But let's see. For Genesis, probably I played two games that I saw, like, push the Genesis. Vector Man.
Oh yeah,
and Ranger X. I don't know if many people played Ranger X, but that was like a mech game. That kind of was. It looked amazing, but the slowdown was crazy on that game. the Genesis could barely handle it. Let's see. So PS1, I'd say probably, I don't know, it's my bias. I'd say the best looking thing on there was Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Like, Metal Gear was just fantastic all around. What am I saying? Oh, Nintendo 64. Probably, I'd say Ocarina of Time, because, like, besides that and Mario 64, everything else looked brown on that fucking thing. Like, the main color palette of the N64 is brown.
Or blurry.
Or blurry and brown, yeah, foggy, like Turok, yeah. And everything. You know, I like, Turok I had fun with, but that game didn't.
Turok!
That's all he said.
Yeah.
So, get to PS2. PS2, I'd say Final Fantasy IX looked great.
PS2? You mean 10?
No.
Nine came out on PS1.
Yeah, for PS1, Final Fantasy IX. That looked fantastic.
All right, like, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Yeah. For Dreamcast, I'd say Skyward Media looked great. Grandia looked great. I'm trying to think what else. Because, like, Sonic Adventure, I don't know. But it didn't, that's the thing. It didn't look that great, you know. It was all right. That pushed the Dreamcast. I guess, like, Shenmue, I was very impressed with that.
Mm-hmm.
For PS2, PS2 had a lot of stuff, man. Like,
try to just think of the main one that it was like, oh, what the fuck?
A GTA?
Well, GTA 3. Yeah, GTA 3 was impressive because, like, the other games were just 2D. Right, so that was exciting.
But the PS2 had three GTA games, at San Andreas and Vice City.
I love San Andreas. Yeah, San Andreas blew my mind because, like, I think it's the first game where the character could swim. They didn't die by crashing the water.
Also, and then you can get fat.
Yeah, he could change his body type. Yeah, he could get fat, or he could get buff. And
yeah,
that game had it all. Like, that, to me, that's my favorite GTA game of all time.
Damn,
you could take pictures. It had a plot twist.
You went to Area 51. You, like, bought territory. Like, it had everything in it, man.
The world was yours.
The world was yours. For PS3. I'd say it was Uncharted. Look great. The second one looked amazing. And then Last of Us. If you talk about something that pushed the system, my system was going to take off.
I would agree with Last of Us. That one totally caused the system to go.
Yeah. For 360, there was quite a few games that looked good. Push the 360. Well, I know Mass Effect melted my 360.
Dead Rising pushed it when it came to how many zombies you could have on screen.
Yeah. Well, how about 99 Nights? You could have 1 million troops.
One million troops.
1 million troops. My Xbox red ringed from Mass Effect 2. So.
Damn.
That's the Master Chief Edition one that I have. Or was that the
That's the one I fixed. Yeah, yeah, I had it. I had them reflowed and everything. And yeah,
it's still. I still have it. I just haven't turned it on. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid of just going and then flying out the window.
Damn. And then for PS4, I'd say the best looking game I've seen on there. Two games look good. So in the beginning, I thought the Order 1886 looked fantastic.
Yo, man, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, and then for in recent memory, God of War.
Oh.
God of War looked goddamn stunning, you know?
No pun intended.
God damn it. For Xbox One, you know, it's obviously Cuphead.
Like, oh, yeah. You know.
That pushed it.
That pushed it.
Yeah, all right. Chris, you want to throw the handhelds in there for fun or not?
Oh, handhelds? Yeah, all right. So, let's see. On the DS, they had, I think they had like a 3D Resident Evil game that was pretty impressive considering the DS had like no power.
Wasn't it Resident Evil 1 that they put on there or something?
They had something on there that was 3D. Yeah, they had Resident Evil 1 on there, and it was. I was impressed. I was like, how the fuck did they do that? Let's see. For the PSP, I'd say it was Peace Walker. It was probably the best-looking thing on the PSP. For the 3DS, I'd say... Well, I mean, I played not too many 3DS games. I'd say the best-looking one I've seen to date is Samus Returns.
Mm.
It was a good game, and it looked really nice, like, you know, for what it was. For Vita, I'd say that Killzone game.
Oh yeah, that one was good.
Killzone Mercenaries. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one. Uncharted looked good too.
Yeah, Golden Abyss was crazy.
Golden Abyss looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all the systems you own, right?
That's all I own. I can't speak to like. Well, I had Game Gear, but I had Spider-Man for Game Gear.
So that was the hottest game ever.
You know? Right.
All right, Adam, man, what about you? What was the best-looking game for each system you owned?
Yeah, that's a long list,
we're gonna
man.
Be here, we're going to be here for the rest of the night.
Shit. Well, Atari... Man,
you literally owned all the systems,
yeah,
I
man.
Think.
Yeah, man.
Except for Neo Geo, I think.
And I think the Super NES. You remember? You used to bring that over. I didn't have that one.
Yep.
What about the Atari Jaguar?
We don't. Jaguar. Do we know anybody who had that? Maybe maybe my brother did.
Yeah, I didn't.
He had
the, man, you
he
remember
had
that? Remember that kid Robert we used to know? He was the only
he
one.
He had one, yeah.
Yeah.
He had, that dude had some crazy shit. Like, he had the Neo Geo, and he had that shit.
Like, yo, man, his parents were making money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe because he was the only child. That's all.
Yeah, know? Right?
They felt bad.
Manny, you were an only child. You weren't lavish like that, man. That no, was, yeah, my man was swimming in money.
No, my mom never could have. I had to save up for my stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. Anyway, Adam, go ahead, man.
For my Atari, it was football. That right. was it. And it was like three guys, like, duh, 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 duh,
it was three dots. The ball.
I'm like, this is badass. I'm playing football. You know, for NES, yeah, it was Super Mario 3. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was there was a lot of fun games on it, but there was nothing like that. I mean,
that was one that literally, like, at the time, it just looked like, oh my god, this looks like a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the most fun game I've ever played on NES was not that one. It was Metal Gear, just because of all the gadgets. But when it came to something visually, like, whoa, this is crazy. I'm flying. I'm a raccoon. Raccoons don't even fly. What the hell? Why is this happening? You know, but whatever. I like it. And then later on, they realized that when the Super NES, which will come up to my next one, and that was when he had the little cape on. Remember, he was like Super Mario, and he's flying around.
Yeah, that's right, man.
You know, so
that shit fucked me up. He's just a superhero.
There you go. But I'm like, because they answered the question. And a lot of people are like, what the hell? Why is he a raccoon flying? What the hell is that?
It makes sense in Japan. It makes sense in Japan.
Maybe. Sense for that. Yeah. Sega. Damn. For the. Man, I don't even know.
Genesis or Master System?
Both. Sega Genesis, probably Sonic, because of all the colors and how fast. I mean, that was amazing. We've never seen anything that fast and everything just working. For the Sega CD, I had was Cliffhanger. That one was amazing because that he was climbing. Wait,
graphically?
The mountain,
yeah.
Graphically, because then there was a snowboard part and you're on a snowboard and you're like, you remember that, man?
You played it like 3D. Like, you had 3D.
Yeah, I'm like, stuff, yo, man. This is crazy. You
and know, the CD music and that?
Yeah, yeah, the scene, because I mean, besides that, they had Sewer Shark, which sucked. They had Night Trap. They were trying to use all that FMV into games. We played that Texas Underground. Remember that shoot 'em up type
Ground Zero
thing?
Texas.
Ground Zero Texas. Texas.
Which, by the way, Corpse Killer is going to get a re-release. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
Corpse Killer is getting a re-release. So, I'm man, that's going to be happening, man. They're going to probably do Ground Zero Texas eventually.
Probably. I mean, I don't know if it had a following like that, but yeah.
They're going to do Mad Dog McCree.
Oh well, that's not a Digital Pictures game. See,
oh, okay.
Let me see. After that, I had a 3DO, and I'm trying to think what was the best one that I played that looked. I mean, it was Road Rash.
Road Rash was awesome.
Yeah, I remember that's what sold me on it. It was my buddy who lived across the street, and his uncle lived in the basement apartment. He's like, "Yo, you got to see my uncle. He's got this new game system." I'm like, "What?" And sure enough. I've never seen that a 3DO, and that was the first time I ever seen Road Rash. I was like, this is amazing. I need
I think we saw Road Rash when it was on the Genesis, but I feel like that one was the one that was like, that really nailed it. Like, it had the music.
Yeah, this one had Soundgarden, you know. I was like, this is nuts. I need this, you know. And then, of course, FIFA was on it, and that was beautiful too. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was that. Then, let's see, I had a PlayStation.
It wasn't Where the War that did for you.
No, Where the War looked crazy. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to stop this real quick. Black Metal Gamer says that Mad Dog McCree is digital on PS3 with Move controller support.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's out. Shit,
that was the other one, yeah.
Mad Dog McCree is like, you know, they re-released it a bunch of times. It's the digital picture shit that never got really released, like Night Trap and Double Switch and all, which is all getting re-released now.
Yeah. So, anyway,
Who did Tour Shark?
That's digital picture. So that one.
Oh, that should be coming. Anyway, Adam, continue, bro.
For PlayStation, it's a Metal Gear.
Yep.
You know, that. Come on, that's gonna top everybody's list. Cause yeah, there was a bunch of fun games. Tomb Raider was on, and that looked all right. You know, boobies and all that stuff.
For the PS1?
For the PS1?
Yeah. Metal Gear was easily the best looking game on that system.
Yeah.
I got something to top that.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, so
they didn't have God of War back then, Carlos. Remember that.
After PlayStation 1, then PlayStation 2. Oh man.
Table tennis.
No, the only thing that really comes up for PlayStation 2 for me is a Spider-Man game that I played that was on there, and one of the Tony Hawks, which had a big world, and then I forgot which one it was. Maybe it was Tony Hawk 2 or 3, because they were all different maps, but it just looked amazing. The colors and the music and the gameplay, and it was awesome. So those are the ones for that one. Then after that, we had Xbox. And then for that one, that would be Halo.
Oh,
that looks amazing in space. And I remember it was a big deal just the fact that I had a flashlight, you know, on my gun. And I've been running around and I have to press a button. I'm like, oh, look at this. I got the light, you know, and it's awesome. Damn, I see, but you didn't even get, I had Game Boy, you know, the best one for Game Boy was Castlevania for me because that was just fun.
Well, that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a fun one, you know. Damn, let me see. For the PSP, it was what the hell? I was just gonna say it. That was the game that I was always playing on it. I don't remember.
My name is Man.
No. But
that wasn't a PSP game, man. That's a Vita.
No. There wasn't that many pretty games on that one. But for the one that stands out, just because I was amazed that they fit everything on the PSP, was the Def Jam Fight for New York that was on there. And the Warriors, that was amazing. That one looked all right. But then again, when I play it now, the whole game looked like shit. But at the time, I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. Like,
what?
Yeah, because even on the Xbox, when they did it, there was a regular version, then it was an HD version. You know, and I was like, oh, this is great. I got the HD version. You know what I'm saying? But when I play it now, because you could play those games, the PS2 version, which I believe is still the HD version, but that's the one that they have that's backward compatible that's on the PlayStation and on the Xbox, and it looks horrible. It does not hold up. For the Vita, yeah, like you guys said, that Killzone. That Killzone was awesome. You know, it's sad. I was like, man, because it was a Call of Duty that came out also on there, and it was garbage. Oh, it was so bad. A lot of people don't even know that, but there was a Call of Duty on the Vita.
Yeah, there was.
Somebody, yeah, like it's funny because I feel like that it just needed to get its the shitty thing about it is it just never got its fair shake just because of those dumb memory cards.
The memory card's too expensive. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I don't know why. I bet if it was just standard, it probably would have sold even better because people like, oh, look, it's like I could put any memory card in there and I could just play it and whatever. It's gone. And let's see. The 3DS, probably Luigi's Mansion. That was fun. The moon one, the second one, yeah, that was fun. I like the colors. I like the lighting. When you shoot your vacuum ghost gun and you start sucking them up, that looked beautiful. And there was a bunch of great. All the first parties pretty much looked amazing on a 3DS. All the Mario 3D and all that stuff. even though I don't like the 3D versions. Super Mario Brothers.
Like, man, those games are trash.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like the Super Mario Brothers. Why they 3D? Why 3D? Yeah, I just don't like it. Exactly. There's no reason. I want side scroll. Even though I did pass on Super Mario Maker, I'm just not, I don't know, something about it that passed on it. I had the first one.
What about you?
The first one. It's just, yeah, it's probably me. It's probably me.
Well, I passed on it because it's not a real game.
Nah. Well, that's the other thing. You know, it's a,
yo, man, you want to fight?
It's $60 for a build your own Mario game.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah, come on, get, fuck out of here.
And then we're like, oh, there's a story mode. And it's like, all right, so they made 100 of the map stuff, but it's just not the same. And I just don't think it's worth that type, that price.
It's Little Big Mario.
Yeah, there you go. You know. So after that, let's see, 360 Gears of War, hands down. That was it for me for 360. I'm sure there's other things, but it's just the color, just the lighting. You know, there were so many amazing moments in that game. That was all based. Let's see. After that, we have PS3. PS3 for me was The Last of Us. That game, that was nuts. That was nuts. In fact, did I buy PS3 for that?
No, you didn't. You had it before that. You just, I feel like, what I remember when you had a PS3, you had it for a while. You just never really played it much.
Yeah, it's like if you bought a PS3 for Last of Us, you bought the PS3 like the year before.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, you're right. You're right. Because I had a bunch of games on it already.
You didn't start getting into PS3 until a little way later in the generation, as I remember. Because I'm like, yo, man, why don't we get on? We play some games. You're like,
I had a Tomb Raider on it when I did the relaunch, and I finished it on a PS3. And I think there was a God of War and Diablo I picked up on a PS3. And then, of course, The Last of Us and Uncharted, the collection. That was it when that collection came out. Maybe it was when the collection, because I feel like I had it with a bundle.
Yeah, you
did. It came with games. Yeah, it came with the Infamous. That was it. It came with the Infamous. It was a bundle with the Infamous games. And that's what I was playing. That's what got me. I was like, all right, let me play an Infamous. And since I already had the Vita and the PSP and stuff, I just synced all that. Well, at the time, I think it was just the Vita. Was the Vita around? Yeah, Vita was around. And PSP and the Vita, and I synced those things up, and I had a bunch of games and stuff. And then for the PS4, now, man. Oh, wait, my N64, No Mercy. That looked amazing because it had like the blood, it had the cage. It felt like I was at like a real wrestling game. It felt legit. It looked beautiful. You know, there weren't many pretty games on the 64. Everything looked blocky. You know, it wasn't fun. Yeah, everything just didn't look right. I mean, I only had, I think, 3 games for my N64.
It was Mario Kart games.
Yeah, and the wrestling games. That was it. I know I had Mario Kart, but that's it. I didn't have anything else besides the wrestling game. For the PS4, probably Uncharted 4. That was beautiful. You know, and I remember that when I got that, everything was right after I got my 4K TV with the HDR, and I turned it on and I saw the lighting and everything, and I was, it was beautiful. Yeah, it was this beautiful game.
You're breathtaking.
Yeah. No, you're breathtaking.
Damn, what else?
I mean, the PS5 hasn't come out yet.
Yeah,
so.
Right. I think you pretty much covered that. I'll go next. So we're going to start off with the NES. You guys already said it. You know, Mario 3. You already know. Shit was crazy.
Hell yeah.
SNES, I'm going to give 2 answers.
Oh, wait. Forgot. Oh. The Dreamcast. And it was
there, right?
The 2K series, the football.
Well, thank you for reminding me. I forgot Dreamcast too. Anyway,
yeah, that set me off. That football.
Yes.
Yeah, and that looked legit. I remember when it was Electronic Boutiques. That was before they got gobbled up. And I remember walking by. I remember when they used to have monitors like in the store window when you walk by and you could see like something playing. I'm like, what, is that a football game? Real football? Why are they putting real? And I walked. I'm like, what is that on? They were like, that's on the Dreamcast. That's the 2K. I'm like, that's legit. It looked real, you know. So that was a beautiful game.
So real.
It's so real. Yo, shout out to Black Sammy Sosa, man.
Yep.
Oh man. Oh god. All right. So anyway. Oh yeah. NES. I'm gonna go with Mario 3. SNES. Either Super Metroid or Donkey Kong Country. Those games, like graphically, fucking crazy, man. Genesis, you know, you said it, Chris. Vector Man, that's one. But I gotta throw this in there. Maybe not graphically insane, but the animations, dude. Fucking Aladdin. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Fucking like you saw that shit. Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. This is crazy right now.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah. For Sega CD, I'm gonna go with Sonic CD because I wasn't really impressed by the FMV shit back then. But that game looked fucking crisp, you know, because it was actual game graphics. Mm-hmm. For the 32X, you know, not a lot to pick from, so I'm gonna go with Knuckles Chaotix. That game looked good.
Did you ever own that one?
I didn't own. I borrowed it from you. You know.
I mean, what, you wouldn't say Virtua Fighter?
No, that? Virtua Fighter didn't look as good as it did on the Saturn. You know.
Well, but you're comparing it to the Saturn.
Yeah. Well, if I have to, you know.
Kenny, did you ever have the 32X?
Oh yeah, I did.
Much to his chagrin.
We'll go into that later.
For the Game Boy, I'm going to go with Metroid 2. That was crazy when I played it back then. I'm like, what is this? You know? For the Saturn, I'm going to throw in two of them again. Panzer Dragoon Saga or Burning Rangers. They just look like, because that system, it didn't do 3D very well, man. But those games looked so fucking good, you know? Dreamcast, Soul Calibur. That was one of the first games I ever bought, and it was still one of the best looking game till the end. It just looked crazy. Like, I was like, how is this possible? How does it look better than the arcade version? This makes no sense. You know, by the way, you guys are going to notice a trend now. for the PS2, it was God of War 2. Fucking crazy. God of War 2 is my least favorite God of War game, but graphically on PS2, it was the best looking. Holy shit. Like, especially the fight against Zeus at the end, it looked like a PS3 game.
God of War. You got me that one, the PlayStation one, and it was with God of War 2. That one.
Man, God,
that
yeah. What happened, Carlos? What's your question?
You prefer God of War Ascension to 2?
Oh, shit. Yes. Graphically, yes, but ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say God of War 2 is better, but you know what, Carlos? I don't really consider Ascension as part of the collection.
The God of War series.
Yeah, I just cast it into the flames of Hades, you know.
Yeah.
For PS3, come on, son, God of War 3, man, you crazy right now? Like, that shit still looks better than some PS4 games, you know. And again, I think you guys are noticing the trend now for PSP, either Chains of Olympus or Ghost of Sparta. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Those were two of the most impressive looking games.
Ghost of Sparta, I think, like the best.
That shit was fucking nuts, man. Yeah. For the 3DS, I'm going to go with Samus Returns. I looked really, really fucking good. And a nod to Ocarina of Time. That was really good. The remake. For the PS Vita, I'm going to go with Golden Abyss. You know, that looked great. Mm-hmm. PS4, you already know, son. God of War. God of War, man. Are you kidding me right now? Excuse me? Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Yo, on my TV? Crazy. And for Xbox One, I'm going to go with Rise, Son of Rome. That shit looked fucking crisp, you know?
Man, really?
Yeah, because, like, there's no real Xbox games I can't. I would say Gears of War 4, maybe, but Rise, because it looked real. You know, especially like, yeah, that was a good
game. The cutscenes and stuff looking, but when you play
it, it looked good in the gameplay because there wasn't a lot of, you know,
Forza. Count Forza then. Forza looked amazing.
I thought Forza was. Hey, this is my fucking list, man. all right, Manny, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess Atari. To be honest, it's like I literally inherited Adam's Atari after he bought a Nintendo. So I'll just go with my favorite game on there, which was Asteroids. I love that game. And that was just, I wouldn't say it pushed anything, but, you know, what are you going to do with blocks and pixels? Nintendo, obviously, we're going to go with the Super Mario 3. That was like literally the end of Nintendo.
Yes.
You know, right at the end, and they just put out this amazing looking game. So Sega Genesis, I would go with, geez, that's a little difficult one.
It is a little difficult, isn't it?
It's a little bit difficult one, but I'll go with what you guys said too, with Vector Man.
Yeah.
It was a game that I didn't exactly own, but I definitely could feel like, it definitely felt like it was pushing a lot, and also, Aladdin. For the, the next one on there.
Sega CD.
Sega CD. I would go with Sonic CD, And alternatively, I would go with Double Switch because there's one of those FME games and it's probably the best of the FMV looking games on there. Then we go with 3DO. Now that's got to be a difficult one because I would agree with Adam on Road Rash. You know what? I'm going to go with Road Rash. Not Way of the Warrior.
I mean, it reminded me of Pit Fighter. Remember, it was like
Way of the Warrior was like Pit Fighter. It was literally like a clone of every single like Mortal Kombat and all those games coming out at the same time. I never owned a Sega Saturn, but because I was so pissed off, but after buying a 3DO and then 6 months later,
I think I had that one. That was a funny looking one. It looked like a shoebox, right?
I don't know. I mean,
Manny, what about 32X? What was your what do you think was like the best looking game out of that?
To be honest, I was the most impressed with Virtua Fighter. As much as I loved Knuckles Chaotix on there, I think Virtua Fighter was like, I was like, wow, this, they actually got this shit to work on here. It looked and moved good. And I think the frame rate was a little bit under what it was on the other. But I was really impressed with that one. I said 3DO. What is that next? It's
Dreamcast.
Dreamcast. No, PlayStation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Original PlayStation. I would go with.
Manny, you just said Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid. then I would go. Now we're gonna go with that. Would be the Dreamcast. Next one. That would be Dreamcast. The Dreamcast. I would say. One that really pushed it. You know what? I'm going to say Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
I'm going to say with that because that was one of the ones that actually made me get it. And it was really, I was a fan of the original one. So it was just like, oh, wow, this looks even better. After that is PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah.
PlayStation 2, I would go with Metal Gear Solid 3.
Ooh, okay.
That was a pretty hefty one with all the forests and all the shadows and all that stuff, and I feel like that one kind of pushed everything. But though I do also feel like God of War did do that a lot, because you know, think about it, it's like God of War is like literally at the end of the generation, right?
PS3 was out.
You know what? I take all that back. I don't say Metal Gear Solid 3. I'm gonna say Shadow of the Colossus, the literal last game for the PlayStation 2. That game pushed it. It pushed it so much that it couldn't even run at a decent frame rate.
Damn.
Everybody was saying at the time, like, oh my God, why didn't they put this on PlayStation 3? It was that. I mean, that game was probably the most impressive thing I ever played on there. Then we go with the, what is the next one? PlayStation 3, right?
Yep.
That's the next one. PlayStation 3. God of War 3?
Yes. I
won't say on that one. God of War 3 and there was so many ones at the end of there. But yeah,
there was a lot of them. I do want to give a quick shout out to The Last of Us, Uncharted. Last of Us,
God of War 3, Uncharted 3, like those three games like really pushed it, but I'm going to go with God of War 3.
Yeah.
The next one was PlayStation 4?
Foul.
Oh, I do have a PSP and a Vita.
Ah, yes. Go ahead, toss them in.
But God of War. What is it? Ghost of Sparta, the second one. That one was a really impressive one. And I'm gonna say for Vita, I'm gonna say Gravity Rush.
Ooh, because that's a good one.
The sheer amount of stuff that they got to work on that little thing. Like, I'm like, wow, this was an impressive thing. Granted, Golden Abyss was an amazing. Like, those two games were just the two ones. I'm just like, oh my God.
Like how'd they do that?
It literally felt like that's the one thing that getting that feel of a console game on a handheld, that's an amazing. I always thought that was an amazing feat on that.
How come you don't got a Switch then?
Well, I don't got a Switch because I haven't found enough reasons to buy it. Let's see, what was the last one? Oh, PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah, 4.
Four right now, I'm gonna still go with the Order 1886.
Ah, good one.
Probably the most even just putting it back in nowadays, it's just like, wait, how did they get this damn thing to work?
Lafayette. All right, Carlos.
And Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. All right, go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, damn. So for the Nintendo, it's Super Mario 3. for the Super Nintendo was Donkey Kong Country. Yo, man, the colors, man, they were popping.
Yeah, how you do that, man? How you do that?
Yo, man, I
didn't even say a Super Nintendo, did I?
No, I don't think you did. Go ahead. What of yours?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Super Mario World.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
That's another good one.
Yeah, Mode 7, baby.
Yo, man, the colors be popping, man. 32-bit colors, man. So Sega Genesis for me is Sonic 3.
Ooh, yeah, that had a lot of stuff going on.
I don't think I had a Sega CD. Like, but that time just freaking just blends in, and I don't even remember. Like, I don't think I had a 32X or not for sure. I didn't have a 32X, but I don't remember if I had a Sega CD or not, because I used to either had one or I played a lot of them with my cousin. Yeah, so I can't really answer that for those. What is it? Nintendo 64 is Ocarina of Time or Star Fox 64. It looks amazing. Shit still holds up, man. What is next?
PS1.
PS1 is, oh, so this one you guys said, oh, it's hands down, what was it, Metal Gear?
Yep.
You're saying
Nah, man. For me, it was Gran Turismo, man.
Oh,
interesting.
That shit. On my TV, excuse me. I remember I remember playing that shit, and the fucking rain started pouring in, and I was fucking shocked. I didn't know freaking racing games could do that, man. It looked so realistic too back in the day. So yeah, yo, man, that shit was crisp. You know, it probably looks like shit now, but back in the day,
it looked crazy. Yeah. By the way, before you go on, I do want to address the elephant in the room: Final Fantasy VII. I have my specific reason why I didn't pick it. I want to hear what you guys. The reason for me is, even though the game did look graphically good, it wasn't graphically consistent. Right? You threw in all those like different mini games and like even the different quality of the cinemas. It just threw me off a little bit. Metal Gear from beginning to end was graphically consistent, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that one thing about it is like, yeah, they had, like, Final Fantasy had 1 minute where it was using in-game cinematics, and 1 minute it was using, you know, like those little kind of mungy little chibi characters. Then it would have, you know, the bigger characters. And then when you fought Sephiroth at the end, it was another bigger, you know, more detailed characters. And I think the big one with Metal Gear Solid was the fact that they actually were doing everything. With engine, you know, yeah. All the cinematics with it.
Yeah, because I also would have said, you know, Resident Evil, but that was another one, you know, it was a little inconsistent. But Metal Gear from beginning to end, all polygons, that blew us away back then. Like, how are they doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. Fucking crazy. Anyway, Carlos, go ahead, man.
So GameCube, it was shit.
Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine looked good, actually. I don't know. Majora's Mask, I guess. I don't know. No, I'll say Super Mario Sunshine.
Or you could say Resident Evil 4.
Oh, was that in the GameCube?
Oh yeah, it was exclusively on the GameCube for like what, a year or something before it came out on PS2.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, and it's still and it looked better on the GameCube.
Yeah. I didn't even play it on the GameCube though, so I don't even know if I can say it.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, I can't. No cheating, all right, man.
All right, so PS2. Is San Andreas for me. That's like, man, the map was so huge. Like, I still remember, like, driving from one part of the town to, like, the country.
There's three cities in San Andreas. That was also impressive. You went from the main, what is it, Los Santos? You went from Los Santos to Los Ventures, which was like
San
Vegas.
Fierro, you know, that was
and about, San Fierro, yeah. Three cities in the game.
Yeah. By the way, I hate to do this, but I'm going to be the Brett right now. I love San Andreas. It's, you know, probably my second favorite game on the system, right? And I agree with you with, like, as far as the scope of the game. But even back then, I'm like, this shit don't graphically look good. Even back then, I'm like, I don't know about this game, you know? Okay, like, compared to, like, God of War, like, come on, that shit wasn't touching
That's
it,
true. Fair enough, know? Yeah.
So that's why, like, don't get me wrong. If you want to say San Andreas is fine, but I couldn't do that because they never looked good even back then, you know? Like, you weren't playing Gladiators going, oh, look at these fucking graphics.
You're like, you know? Man, look at all the shit
yeah,
I can
you,
do.
Yeah, that's what you were thinking. Like, yo, this game is fucking crazy. I could do this, this, and that, the other thing, you know?
Yeah, it's true. When you said God of War, like, yeah.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it. Compare that shit to the first God of War. First God of War blows it the fuck away, you know?
Yeah, well, that's all the shit he could do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because, I mean, like.
Remember, the question is about graphics.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's part of, like visual, part of the graphics. Know? Like, if you have something that's that expensive with that detail, like, of course it's not going to have the same detail as God of War, but God of War is such a small game compared to San Andreas.
Yeah, but that's like I totally feel where you're coming from, but that, to me, that's more on the back end shit. I'm going about what's on the front end, what your eyes see, you know?
Okay, so we're just talking about okay. So PS2, oh.
Yeah, because let's be real. The reason the God of War games look as good as they do is because they're not that fucking big, you know.
They're not an open world environment.
That's why. Why do you think Quantic Dream games look so fucking good? There's nothing going on outside of what you see. That there's nothing, you know.
Yep. Okay, so if we're doing that, then I'll change mine to be Metal Gear 3.
Ooh, that's a good one. By the way, I'm going to be bred again. Even though I might be bred because nobody's getting mad at me. I can't say I like Metal Gear Solid 3 graphically. Even though it's my favorite game of all time, I can't say I like it better graphically than Metal Gear Solid 2. I felt Metal Gear Solid 2 was better looking graphically because Metal Gear Solid 3 looked a little, for the lack of a better term, crunchy to me, if you know what I mean. Like, the frame rate was off, probably because they had so many fucking environments in it.
Yeah.
So, like, graphically, I would give it to Metal Gear Solid 2, but Metal Gear Solid 3 looked fucking good regardless, you know?
Yeah.
Dreamcast,
you're up to now. Actually, we rest a little bit before, but if you skipped it, yeah, you go back and fill in that void. Yeah, go ahead.
Dreamcast is 2K. I'm glad Adam mentioned that because 2K changed the game, man. It made freaking, man, there would have been
EA jump. That's why they went and they got the rights for the NFL.
You know, I remember the first, because I'm not a football guy, obviously, but I remember the first football game that was on Dreamcast. I was like, what the fuck? This shit looks crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like you saw the sweat on the dudes and shit. Like, what the hell is this? You know,
that it changed the game.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Right? EA, it's in the game. Anyway, go ahead, bro.
And then there's Xbox. And for the original Xbox, I got to go with Halo 2. Then after that is Xbox 360, and I will choose Gears of War. Wait, did Gears of War 2 come out on Xbox 360?
Yeah. 2, 3, Judgment.
Yeah.
I'll go with 3 then. All of them look great.
It sounds like you don't remember happening in 3.
No. Well, like, I just don't remember the discrepancy between the graphics between all three. That's the part that I'm
having trouble. As the Gears of War games went on, they got a little bit more colorful since the first one. That's the one thing I remember.
It's because
the
first time one was outside, like, and when it was like
brown,
crazy.
Yeah, they were like a gray brown game.
Yeah. So PS3, I will go with. So I was gonna pick The Last of Us, but since we're like Tony mentioned the whole frame rate stuff, The Last of Us frame rate wasn't that great.
Hence why I didn't pick it.
Oh, you know what I'll pick? Let me tell you what I'll pick.
Uh-oh.
Uncharted 2, man.
Oh, yeah. Chris.
I love Uncharted 2. Oh, my God. And it looked amazing. And it was like the fucking, the water effects when your fucking clothes got wet.
Excuse me?
That shit was great. And, what's up?
The first game had that.
Yeah, too. It did. Remember when the first game had that? People were blown away. I'm like, how is that possible? Look at his feet are wet. You know?
I still remember the E3 demo for Uncharted 2 where the building collapses.
Man.
That was pretty impressive, yeah.
That was most
impressive. Carlos was over there like, is that gameplay? Is that gameplay?
Exactly. That was the original.
Fuck.
Yo, man. Oh, man, what happened to video games, man?
Yeah, right.
Anyways,
fuck video games now, man.
Yeah, what are the games?
For the Wii? Oh, man.
Jeez, I forgot I owned a Wii.
Oh. And a 3DS. Oh, I skipped that shit, too.
What's the fucking that Capcom game?
Tatsunoko
Street Fighter.
Zack and Wiki.
No.
Beautiful Joe.
Devil May Cry.
Wait, was it Capcom Mad World? Was Mad World?
No, that was Sega. No. Sega did Mad World.
Oh, that was Sega. Yeah, Mad World.
Or Platinum.
Yo, man, it was like Sin City, the video game, man.
Exactly. Like it looked. Mm-hmm. I mean, aesthetically looked good. I don't, because the Wii wasn't even that powerful of a system, and it had like I mean, it just had the Nintendo first party games that looked good. Oh, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Mario Galaxy. Mario Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. I changed mine to Mario Galaxy 2. Never mind. Then it's the Wii U. Let me skip that shit.
Damn.
because you could just pretty much use all the Switch games for it. Cause
yeah, that's right.
So I'm just going to go to Switch.
Are you switching?
Yeah, I'm switching, man. Breath of the Wild doesn't look that good to me.
Rise out of nowhere. Like, what'd you
now,
say?
Wait a minute.
Yo, you shut your harm out.
Yeah. Yeah, you shut your harm out. That's what he would say. Yeah, that's what he would say.
Because Breath of the Wild, it's like an expansive, open sandbox game that where nothing's in it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a nice looking game, but come on, son. It ain't blowing away anybody, you know?
Yeah, so I'll go with Mario Odyssey. I'll stay safe.
All right.
And then for the PS4, I'll go with God of War, I think.
You already know, son.
You see that reluctantly.
Yeah, it's like he didn't want to say it, but he knew.
Because it looks okay. So here's the thing: God of War 2018 far surpasses like sort of just aesthetically the visuals for like against all the other God of Wars. The other God of War games look amazing to me because of the boss fights. I think that's the part that looks amazing to me. But regular ass gameplay for God of War, when you're just fucking jumping and swinging at shit, like random fucking critters and shit, that shit looks ugly to me. But when you're fighting fucking Zeus, when you're fighting fucking
the big bosses,
Ares, yeah, the big fucking bosses, like that shit looks fucking crazy. But that's the part that's no. But yeah, God of War 2018 all around, the boss fights, everything looks fucking amazing.
Yo, and that beard, man.
When you're fucking tech. What's the name of that dude? That's,
beard tech.
That head you're fucking.
Ymir, right? Ymir.
Ymir.
Yeah.
Ymir. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not Ymir from Attack on Titan, but
no.
Like when you're holding his fucking head and shit, like it's just moving around and talking. That shit looks fucking amazing too, man. And
I'm gonna tell you a story.
Yo, that thing creeps me out a little bit sometimes, though, man. Yeah, fucking man, head's just talking, you know. It's like, yo, yeah. Son.
Yo, man, don't you eat anything? Shit.
Right? Shit.
You can drink some water.
Yo, I'm pissing all over Kratos's like, you know, leg and shit.
And Xbox One is the Gears of War 4, and PSP is Ghost of Sparta. PS Vita is I'll give it a Gravity Rush 2.
Right.
I mean Gravity Rush 1, but like because Manny said it, so I'll give it to Gravity Rush as well. And yeah, that's it. I mean, I had a 3DS, but I had no games.
I'm gonna say the one 3DS game that is probably the only 3DS game I ever played that I was really impressed with, Resident Evil Revelations.
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good looking. That was good looking. It looked good. All right, more questions here. Do any of you collect game soundtrack CDs or vinyls? If so, what game music do you like to listen to?
I've been collecting them for a long time. I have a Mortal Kombat 2 soundtrack from where you literally had to order it off of the arcade machine.
Oh,
like,
shit.
You had to wait for the thing to appear on the screen with the address to send all the thing that you needed to do that. So I have that. I have a bunch of different soundtracks. I have Marvel vs. Capcom. I have all the Metal Gear games, Nier Automata, all of that. Pretty much mostly every single game that I really enjoyed, the soundtrack, I own it. The only thing is I don't buy any of the vinyls because I don't have a record player. And the shitty thing about a lot of those things that when they sell those soundtracks is they don't put out a CD version, or the vinyls don't actually come with the like MP3s of the soundtrack that they have of the that's on there. So you're buying, like, if you're buying an album, yeah, it makes a really nice, and you know, if you're buying an album and you don't own a record player, you have a really nice piece of art to stick up on your wall, but you don't have any music to go with it. So the kind of novelty kind of goes out the window. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, Carlos said no to this. I don't do that, even though I consider that every Sega Saturn game I own is the soundtrack, because you just literally just pop it in the CD player, start listening to them, you know? But I did buy the Persona 5 soundtrack, because that was so fucking good, man. Like, you know, I've talked about this many times. I don't like a lot of modern video game music, but that the game music in that game blew me the fuck away. So I had to buy that. I also bought the art book. It was cool. And Manny, you're 100% right about everything you said about vinyl, right? You bought me the Contra one, right? I think you bought me one.
I don't remember how you got it, but maybe it did.
Yeah, either you bought it for me or somebody get. I don't know. Either way, what is it doing? What is it for me? It's a fucking hanging. It's a wall painting, basically. Like, I can't listen to it. It didn't come with an MP3. Remember when you were helping put it up? We were looking for the like an MP3 code or something. Nothing.
For a code for it? Yeah. No, there's nothing. So yeah. I feel like places like Mondo and, you know, Fangamer and stuff like that, they really need to start thinking about at least giving people the ability to buy these soundtracks and buying a CD version or buying, buying the MP3 version of it. Something.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, you're just going to have a bunch of cool shit to hang on
to. Not everybody wants to invest in a record player. And to be honest, I grew up with record players. I don't need that old piece of shit.
Right. Exactly. Now. I'm done with that shit, man.
I'm done. We're in the future now. It's all about CDs.
You know, let's put that shit on Spotify. Let's go.
Remember, I remember running around with my tape cassette, and those tapes just warping out.
From
it happens.
It's like,
you put the fucking pencil in there, you rewind it, you know, when they all splutes out, it's like, nah, man, I'm not dealing with that shit anymore. I paid my dues.
Yeah, so like, I don't really own any vinyl game soundtracks, but I do have a few soundtracks that I do actually own physically, you know, like, but I do have the albums sitting on the walls and stuff. But yeah, no record players here.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Go ahead. Chris, go ahead, Ben.
Wait, what's the question?
Do you collect any video game soundtrack CDs or vinyls?
I got a couple, like, I got the Contra one from Mondo and the Castlevania vinyl. Manny got me. Well, this doesn't count as a video game, but Manny got me the Star Trek vinyl for the first or second movie. Yeah, that was cool. It came with a lot of nice stuff. No MP3 code, but it came with the vinyl and a poster and a nice little book. No, for the most part, I don't. Like, I have old soundtracks. Like, I have the soundtracks for Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have Final Fantasy. I have some of the Sonic games I remember I had. I have the Legend of Zelda OST, but that I got when back at the job. And that's pretty much it. Like, yeah, most modern music, most modern games don't really have a soundtrack that appeal to me. So that's about it.
Yeah. What about you, Adam?
I think the last one wasn't, I didn't buy it, but it was on Spotify. And it was a Hotline in Miami.
Mm.
I like that one. They used a lot of, what's that that site for independent music artists? It's not a Garage Band. It's called something. I forgot what it was. Shit, I had my stuff up on there for a while too. I forgot though. But anyway, it was a really cool soundtrack. And the same goes for The Division. I listened to that. That had a pretty good soundtrack.
No, it's funny. I accidentally got the soundtrack for Hotline Miami because I bought this album.
Mm-hmm.
And when I played the game, I'm like, why does this music sound familiar? It's all album. Yeah, that it's from this band. And I actually had the album, and I'm like, wait, this sounds like when I played the game because I had the album first. I was like, why does this music sound so familiar? I've heard this shit before.
My friend Pedro is going to fall in that category. They're going to have a lot of the same artists because it's the same people behind. The developers behind Hotline Miami. So a lot of those artists were used and my friend Pedro. So I wouldn't be surprised. I already saw some of their tracks listed and it said, like, from My Name is Pedro. So my friend Pedro. So I think they're going to go that route and release one of those, so I'll probably get that. But then getting it is not getting it like what we used to do. I just like, download on Spotify, you know, follow it or whatever.
Yeah. Do the Third, yes, says Crazy Taxi had a dope soundtrack. Could you buy it, though?
I mean, a lot of that music was all over.
Yeah.
Like the Offspring.
We're talking about contracts you could buy. And Chris, now you bring it up. You know, I do have a lot of game soundtracks because, you know, when you buy some games, they just come with the soundtrack automatically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're mostly modern soundtracks, so I'm not listening to that shit, you know?
A lot of the Japanese games seem to have pretty iconic soundtracks. A lot of the Western ones tend to be a little bit more
epic. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sorry, hey, shout out to Bear McCreary, but even the God of War soundtrack, I'm like, well, I don't know. It doesn't stand out to me, you know? Like, I can't sit and listen to that shit. It's like, you know, it's like, come on, man. Have some fucking, you know, memorable shit, you know? I remember, you know, quick little story.
Oh,
wait.
What's up? I did get a soundtrack, and it came with my game, though. It was Quake. And it was Trent Reznor.
I do have that, too, yeah.
Yeah, so I have that. I didn't buy it, but I do have. So that's the only
But
physical,
the game came with it, yeah.
Yeah, the game came with it.
Yeah. And the text file.
Yeah, but the thing I was going to say is, I remember Manny and I were talking, you know, a few years ago, and I forgot how the question went, Manny, but you were basically asking me like, hey, don't you find it funny that the music in Batman Arkham City is almost the same as, you know, The Dark Knight? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the music to either of those sounds like, you know? So I heard, you know, because once the movie, obviously, once the video game, but I'm like, they both sound like they both just fade into the background and you don't even know, like in one ear out the other, you know.
It has a theme, but it's a little bit, but again, a lot of soundtracks nowadays just kind of stay away from too much theming and just sort of make the sort of atmospheric sort of stuff.
Yeah, because they're trying to be like movie soundtracks are not really supposed to be in your face. They're supposed to just highlight the action and stuff.
I mean, it's debatable because there are still movies that still use a theming sort of system. Like if you watched, the Lord of the Rings movies, they all have a bunch of theming and they have specific songs devoted to specific things. Like the Shire had its own song and, you know, Mordor had its own song.
Yeah. And that movie's like almost 20 years old. I've been thinking about movies. So I'm like, damn, I can't think of any like memorable movie soundtracks lately. They used to be all over the place in the 80s. You know, and the 90s.
90% of them were done by Howard,
exactly. But nowadays, I'm like, a little bit of the Avengers, that's like the only one I can think of in modern movies, you know? You know, like, that's it. Like, everything else just, yeah. But then again, when I went to go see Superman, right? You know, the first one, when they got re-released, I'm like, man, this music is fucking amazing.
Well, they threw that shit right out in your face. But then again, yeah, the composer, he's just like always.
Oh, John Williams,
right? Man, you already know.
Does all those sorts of theme, that sort of theming.
Like, I feel like a lot of that is missing in modern movies, you know? Like, you're right, Lord of the Rings definitely has some memorable stuff going on. But nowadays, with other movies, I can't say I really hear that. Kind of a shame. All right, where the fuck are we? G Megaforce 123, once again. His sister is asking us some questions. Sister. all right. So,
fun fact, my son calls his sister sister. He doesn't call her by her name. So he just says
very
sister.
Formal of him. You know,
but he, for some reason, and he knows her name is Olivia, he just won't say it. He'll just call her sister. And that's it. And he's only two. So
it's hilarious.
Sister.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to say this. One fun thing about like other people's kids is that you can, you know, have fun and play with them. And then they go away. You don't have to take care of them, you know. Like, you know, like during the weekend, I went to my friend Mike's house, and I was playing ball with his son. You know, we're playing catch and stuff. And Mike, you could tell he was like, "Man, shut this kid up already!" But I'm like, "This is fun." But I don't have to take care of him at the end of the day, so it's all right, you know. Like, yeah, let him scream all he wants. I don't care. Because he's losing his mind. He's losing his mind. He's having fun. All I have to do is literally just catch a ball and throw it back, you know? And Mike's like, it's like, lower your voice. I'm like, let him have fun. It's 4th of July, man. But of course, if it was my kid, I'd probably be like, shut the fuck up. I'm tired of this shit. So, yeah, shout out to other people's kids because I don't have to take care of them. You know? All right, first question. Are you a sore loser when it comes to online multiplayer? Some of my friends really get pent up over losing. I admit it can be frustrating, but at the same time, I just remind myself that it's a game. But I've noticed that there are people who start yelling and shit when things don't go their way. Are you one of those people? Fuck no. What do I care if I lose in an online game?
No, I just don't. For me, when I lose and stuff like that, and I constantly lose, I just don't see the fun in it. Like, it's almost like bashing your head against the wall. I'm like, why do that when I could actually be playing something that I'm actually enjoying?
Yeah,
I just don't enjoy online multiplayer because, again, a lot of times for me, it's like, obviously people are much better players than I am, and I'm not gonna. It just doesn't seem fun to me to essentially go against these beast ass players, you know.
Yeah, but even when they beat you, you don't get mad, you know?
No, I don't get mad. I just like, this is boring. I'm like, I'm just losing all the damn time. I'm going to go play some real Uncharted.
Yeah, like my thing is like, I'll get like not really mad, but I will get annoyed if they're clearly fucking cheating, right? That's when I get annoyed. But if I get beaten by, you know, fair and square by somebody, why would I get mad about that? But I know where she's coming from, because there's a lot of people that just get pissed, like, if they lose at all. Like, come on, man, you got to reevaluate yourself. You're getting that mad over a fucking video game, bro.
There's people that they're all about their rankings and leaderboards. Yeah. And they fucking
rage quit and shit at him. I know you've experienced that, man, these motherfuckers. That shit pisses me off, you know, now that I say it.
Yeah.
I'm about to whip the fuck out of this dude. Disconnect. I'm like, come on, son. Really?
Yeah, well, they don't want to lose so badly that they just turn the console off. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
That annoys me. But again, that's not losing. That, you know, like, that is not the act of losing. That's the act of them being unsportsmanlike. That annoys me. That's the thing I don't like, I should say. Just to clarify, I don't like unsportsmanship. Like, if you're going to go into an online battle or whatever, like, be respectful at least, you know? Play the game the way it's meant to be played, you know?
There was some therapist or someone, he was on one of these shows on PBS talking about that, and he associated with millennials because they grew up always getting, you know, awards for participating and doing all, so they're used to winning things. So when it comes to playing games and do these type of things, they can't accept the fact that they can't win, that they're not getting the top spot, that they're not getting rewarded for the time they
put in. I could believe that.
So they freak out over it, you know, as opposed to the older generations. Oh, guess what? You lost. You know, that's it. Do I get an award? No. Try again next time and move on. So you're accustomed to not always getting something for participating.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. No, I totally believe that, man. By the way, I was reading this thing about how, because you know how usually it's like bronze, silver, gold, right? So they were saying how, you know, if you win gold, you obviously, you feel good about yourself. Like, oh, shit, man, I fucking won gold. If you get a bronze, you'd be like, hey, at least I got something. But if you got silver, you're like, fuck, man. Like, that's when you actually get pissed, you know? It's like, I couldn't
be the middle child.
Oh, man. By the way, I'm assuming I could talk for everybody here. We don't get mad if we lose online, right?
No.
Yeah.
The only time I ever get mad
is we're not millennials. We're not the fucking participation trophy era. Yeah. So if we know how to deal with losing.
If I'm working toward a trophy, you know, on PlayStation, and if I have to do something in multiplayer, I get a certain amount of kills with a weapon or whatever it was, then I get pissed over that. But it's not so much of losing. It's just not hitting the goal just to get the trophy to unlock. And then
The only time I get mad is when there's obvious cheating going on. And lag switching was the worst offender. Like, I hated that in Demon's Souls and Dark Souls when you get invaded. And the guy's just hopping all over the place because he's got, like, a lag switch.
Oh, man.
So he can just, like, stutter his character. I can't see where he is. And then he just backstabs me. That would happen. In Halo, it would happen. Like, that's the only thing that would piss me off. Or not piss me off, like throw a tantrum. Just like, fuck this shit. You guys are cheating. I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah. But you see, but even then, like, losing is not the problem. It's the cheating the problem.
Yeah,
you know?
The cheating. So
yeah, but yeah, the people that get mad like that, I think Adam just hit it on the head. It's fucking millennials, man. You know, not all of them though. I don't want to, you know, like generalize. There's obviously a lot of millennials that are level headed. You know,
I also think that it has to do with like the way a person is also raised at the time too, where it's like.
That's what they're saying. I'm saying it's the school system, it's almost everybody that's coming up through that. So it's not like, oh, certain parents that are privileged or whatever. No, it's just this is how the schools were teaching all kids from all different classes. You know, everyone gets an award.
Yeah, I was having a conversation, you know, just related to this. I was having a conversation with my friend last week, and he was saying how he fears that in the future, you know, we're going to have a bunch of, like, people that don't really know how to cope with anything because, you know, if they're being raised. And I had a Watchmen moment. I'm like, dude, it's already happened. It happened 30 minutes ago. Yeah, like yeah. You're seeing the result of the participation generation trophy. This is what it is, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad because I can't understand that sort of idea where everybody gets something. To be honest, I want to work for what get. I don't want you to give me something just because I was in the room.
Yeah, you don't really appreciate it after all. That's the thing. If you just get everything, you don't appreciate it, and it puts a weird taste in your mouth when you just get things.
Yeah.
But if it's a person that's just only understood a world like that, I mean, it just seems so foreign to me. I mean, granted, that sort of stuff sort of started at the end when we were already on our way out of school.
Right. Yeah.
Adam, you were already long.
Gone. Yeah. No, at the end of it, when we were out, that shit started happening.
For me and Tony, that was when it started. Like, you know, when they started doing that sort of stuff at the end, like, well, not of our generation, but like a lot of the younger people, they were doing that sort of stuff. So it's like,
Yeah, no, you're right. Like when I was like, you know, like a kid, you know, basically 1 through 10, or actually no, one through ten, it was everything was solid, right? My early teenage years, it was still the same. Later teenage years is when I noticed, like, oh, they're not giving out awards anymore. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know. Anyway, let's move on. This is a funny one. What is Baby Mario? I've been playing a lot of Mario Tennis lately, and an interesting question popped into my head. What exactly is Baby Mario? Is he Mario's child? Is he an earlier version of Mario who can time travel? Is he some kind of clone? These are the things that keep me up at night, so any help would be greatly appreciated.
It's just him as a kid. It's like Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah, he did not reproduce. Well, he never got to hit up Peach. He's not stealing another man's girl, because that's Bowser's girl, plain and simple. And
An interesting theory that the current Mario is the son of the original Jumpman. So the original Donkey Kong and Wrecking Crew and the original Super Mario Brothers was the original Mario Brothers, excuse me, is his father. And that Baby Mario is the same Mario that we play in all the current games.
Oh, so kind of like the way Donkey Kong Jr. eventually became Donkey Kong?
No, Cranky Kong is the original Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And the current Donkey Kong is actually the son of Junior, is his grandson.
Yeah.
Interesting. If you see Baby Mario in one of these games, it's not some time travel nonsense. It's just Baby Mario. That's it, you know?
Yeah, it's just Baby Mario.
It's just Baby Mario.
There's some sort of deeper meaning. Hey.
Yeah, no, there's no deeper meaning. It's just Baby Mario. Remember, the first time we saw Baby Mario was in Yoshi's World. Was it Yoshi's World, right? When he was, like, riding on Yoshi's back or something?
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be, you know, Mario as a baby, you know? Adam, what were you saying, bro? Adam, what were you saying?
Still to this day, I use Baby Mario in Mario Kart 8 on Switch. He's faster. Just real light and fast.
Yeah, he's a baby, man. He got no weight.
That's it, exactly.
All right, and the final question of the night.
Finally!
All right, Johnny W. Uppercut. All right, is there a game or game series you thought could have stood out more if it was released in a different generation? For me, if the Resistance series on the PS3 was released on the PS2, it might have stood out even more than being in the same generation as Call of Duty or other bigger FPS games. Very interesting question. So what game do you feel came out during the wrong generation and may have gotten more shine had it come out in a different generation?
There's a lot of those.
Like, there are a lot of them, you know? Even I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
You know, I would say
I got one. Oh, you got
it. I was going to say if the two Parasite Eve games came out a generation later, they would have been more well received.
Yeah.
I think.
I got one. Manny, you and I talked about this before. Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah. Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Final Fantasy IX came out at the wrong time. Number one, it's like it came out literally on the tail of Final Fantasy VIII, which everybody had a bad taste in their mouth. And not to mention the next generation was starting, because that's the reason why I didn't play it. is because the Dreamcast came out.
I couldn't go back. Yeah,
couldn't go back. I'm like, what is this shit?
I couldn't go back.
Yeah, mine is Syndicate. Mm. That was an awesome game. Syndicate and Shadowrun, both of those type of games. So Cyberpunk, Mind Control, traveling around, taking parts of box. It's just so crazy, the stories. And they did okay for a time, but man, if they were out now, like I know that they
had to think if it was out now or if they come out the generation afterwards, like how do you think that would have worked?
It would have worked because it was
no. I'm asking which one would you have picked? Like if they had would have come out now or if they would have come out a generation after they originally came out. Understand? Because that's the question. Like he's basically saying, like he thought, like you know, for his example was like he thought Resistance would have done better if he would have came out a generation before. Right.
Yeah, but that's knowing it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if knowing what I know now of those two games, it would have been great if they would have came out now.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? With the technology that we have, with how everyone's all into, you see, like the cyberpunk, you know, vibe and all that. Well, this was the predecessor to those type of games. And if they can come out now, and they did Shadowrun Returns, they did it from iPad and PC, but it never made the consoles. And they did a great job with that.
Yeah. I'm kind of a little bit more interested in the backward version. Like, Chris, what about Evil Within? You think that would have done better during like an earlier generation?
Yeah, I think so. I think if that was like a PS2 game, right? It would have done better because it feels very much like he kind of was copying Resident Evil 4. He was kind of trying to do that again. Right, without exactly. Resident Evil, so it probably would have gotten more well received. Where I thought when I played it, I was like, "Man, this game seems kind of backwards now." You know, this is like it doesn't look that good. Even like it was on PS3 and PS4, it didn't even look good on like for a PS3 game. I thought it looked shitty. You know, what kind of shitty?
I got another one. I think it would have been better if Crackdown 3 came out during the Xbox era. You know, with the other ones, come out. Yeah,
I mean, I feel like it would have, like it would have,
but it would have done marginally better. Because Crackdown 2 didn't exactly blow anybody away. You know,
and it was smart that they gave time so that way people can forget about that one and try to crave more. But it took too long, and for the delays, it just put another bad taste in people's mouths.
Yeah, what other games can we think of that came out during the wrong era? Either too early or too late.
You know what I want? I really want. I want Metal Gear, a remake of the original Metal Gear, like the NES version.
Oh, that would be crazy.
That would be awesome. Oh,
that'd be awesome, man.
You know, give me that.
There's been, you know, although there were different remakes. Yeah, what if you did that? What if you went back to Zanzibar or whatever?
They would have to redo the whole maze going through the different bases. I remember having to look at Nintendo Power and opening up a map because it's like pretty much just go two times one time up, one time down just to get to a door, you know. But they did that in Zelda also. Zelda had that shit.
I think we're done here, man, because Carlos got called, you know, because he's always on call and stuff. And yeah, man.
He got work call, man. Yeah.
You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me pull out the little schedule here. So this is how you submit your questions. The first step is you join our Discord. Second step, you go to the Discord, and on there you're going to see throw down your questions section. Step three, you submit your questions. You limit them to two of them, and you're good to go. As always, got to give a shout-out to the Discord crew. You guys are always in there. Making me laugh, which is good. You guys are crazy, man. You know, because we could get away with some shit in there, you know? It's hilarious. The Gamer Girl Bathwater got a lot of traction in there for obvious reasons. It's so crazy, man. But yeah, that's it, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us your questions in the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, people.
And Carlos Romero.
Later, people.
Jesus. There he is. All right, guys. We'll see you, man. Peace out.
Later, guys. Peace.